Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The little tights, you know, little tights?
Yeah. The small one?
I used to have like three of those growing up. I had the Blue's Clues one. The Blue's Clues one was a couch. So okay. It's like, it's a comfy freaking like, like a pillow kind of. Mm-hmm. And then I had the Clifford one. It was a red one. Yeah. It was a plastic one. Uh-huh. And I had like another blue one. I think it was like a Sonic or something.
I had a Tigger one, you know, Tigger. It was like a small couch with like fur and all that stuff with it.
Yeah.
I had all the tykes, like bikes and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, the car, it's like the yellow car with the red top. I feel like everybody rode in it. No. It's one of those. It's a little tykes car.
Hold on.
Everybody knows it. It's like a, when you see it, it's like so classic. It's a red top. It looks like a smart car. It literally looks like a smart car.
Oh yeah, I think it's coming back. It might be coming back.
Yeah. Fuck. But anyways, I remember I used to have, and when you go to the Toys R Us, you know how when they have all the fucking, they have Jeeps, Lambos and shit.
And you would just go on it? Yeah. Bro, in that section, it was like clipped off, so you couldn't ride it around. I would literally just sit there.
Yeah.
I would just sit there.
You had to climb in. You had to climb in.
In the stall, yeah. So it was just me and the fucking.
I always wanted one so bad, but they're fucking like $5.
$200 or something like that, bro. And whenever I saw someone with that, driving around the neighborhood.
The rich kids. Those are the rich kids.
Jealous, hella jealous of that.
Nobody else is riding except the rich kids, bro. Damn,
I have my little bike. Yeah. When'd you get off your training wheels?
My training wheels? I think I got it like later on. I didn't start biking until grade 4? Grade 5? Something like that.
I started super early and there's this hill. We call it the Death Hill.
Yeah.
In my crescent. So we were riding down, me and my friend.
Yeah.
This is just, we got their training wheels off that day.
Word.
So we were riding down big ass hill. I forgot how to stop. Like my brakes weren't working.
Yeah.
There was a car coming out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Me and my friend almost crashed. We turned last minute.
Damn.
But I turned and I skid my whole
arm. Oh shit.
And my leg. He was bleeding like crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. Fuck. Me and my boy, we're all grown up now.
Yeah.
We always remember that as like the death hill. Like that was our almost first death experience.
We have something like that around here. We call it the Barney Hill. Because the park is like, it has a Barney the Dinosaur Park.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, there's a huge hill. Like in the back of the park,
yeah.
Me and my boys, Josh and my friend Tushy, you met Tushy before.
Yeah,
Tushy. So we used to all go there and then like go skateboard. We used to longboard down the hill.
Uh-huh.
And this is a steep ass hill, bro. Word. Like if you can't skateboard, do not go down.
For real.
Fam, this guy went down. He was one of the newer skaters.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
So he kind of just tagged along, right? But he has a nice board. He has a long board.
Okay.
So he's going fast, right?
Yeah.
This guy went down the hill and we see him, bare speed wobbles. This guy's going, this guy's shaking. He's shaking, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck. He's gonna flop.
You know the ones with
he's
the legs?
Shaking and then, fuck. He's,
fuck.
He skids off and then he flips, breaks his arm.
No.
And we see his head like, you know when Nate Robinson got knocked out?
Yeah.
Boom. His head like bounced off the concrete, fam.
He broke his arm, fam?
Yeah, he didn't break his arm, but he like, oh yeah, I think he fractured it.
fam.
And then we had to like carry him home and shit.
Oh, that's the worst ones. It's like you have to go up to the door. It's like, oh, miss.
I know. I felt so bad, bro.
And your son is an idiot.
Yeah, we saw his mom. Because when we went to his house to pick him up, he was sleeping. And we're like, yo, Tushy, come out. His mom let us inside the house. Oh, his Kate on the couch. Like,
yeah. So you brought him to his.
No, his mom opened the door. And then we all like walked into the crib to wake him up. Yeah. Like, yo, come outside. We're going to go skate. And then he wakes up, goes skating with us, and breaks his. Or like fractures his arm, fam.
The most like disgusting thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So we were playing basketball, and some guy like went up to dunk, and he landed weird, right?
Yeah,
his knee socket popped out.
Ew.
We all saw it, right?
Yeah, that's dirt.
So here's the thing: the guy was like, "Nah, I gotta pop it back in."
Ah,
he goes, he's like, "Gavin, put pressure on my leg. I'll push it back in."
Yeah,
he goes like this. Boom. You hear a? It goes back into the socket, and he stands up. He's like, "All right, let's go." I'm like, fam, what the fuck?
You have to do that though, because if you don't, then it's gonna be like, it's gonna get misplaced.
Yeah, he's like, I don't wanna go to the hospital. I'm gonna just pop it back. I could never do that, fam.
You have to, bro. You have to.
Oh, the pain. Fam.
If you don't like bite down and go do it, then it's gonna be worse.
Word.
I mean, like, depending on situation though, because you don't wanna like, fuck it up.
I know. Fam, I get grossed out by like, you get a paper cut and then you like, you get hand sanitizer on that shit. I'm like,
weird.
I'm like, oh shit. Yeah. That shit really hurts.
Damn, bro. You're not gonna survive a zombie apocalypse, bro.
Me? Yes, I would.
Fam. Okay, are you afraid of spiders?
Okay, no. It's gotten better.
Here's the thing. People always say they're like, yo, I'll survive a zombie apocalypse. I'll survive a zombie apocalypse. Fam, you can't even kill a spider. How are you gonna kill a f-ing zombie?
Dog, if I have a gun or a bat? Okay, no. If my life depended on it, yes. Yes, I would. I would go up to a zombie and
I feel like we don't see zombies yet, so we don't know the fear of zombies. Feel me? Because we see it on TV right? We see it on TV
It's one of those ones where if you're not in that position, you don't know how to.
Yeah, because look at it like this: in all the movies and all the media, we see zombies, right?
Yeah.
It's always the heroes like kill them like that, like it's butter. It's like it's like eating bread. Like they kill them so easily.
Yeah,
it's pretty much like killing a human that's rabid. It's killing a rabid human. Yeah. So it's like trying to kill somebody, but he's rabid.
Low key, I don't even like hitting people. Like I know I do taekwondo and shit, but like just killing people and stuff or hitting person with a bat, I don't think I would do that.
See, I'm like that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people, they think, oh, I'm gonna do so sick in a zombie apocalypse, but like when it comes down to it, it's different. It's not what you think, right?
No lie, I think I would be good though. I would outsmart everything. I wouldn't even have to kill. I would just survive straight off like things. Cause I never got those, you know, those doomsday preppers guys.
Yeah.
I never got the reason why they did that. But like this whole COVID thing, I was like, okay, I kind of understand why they do it.
Fam, they're smart. Especially those mans that they prepare for not even just like, let's say apocalypse.
Yeah.
They prepare for day to day things that may happen. Let's say like a robbery.
Yeah.
You know I mean, there's preppers that prep for like, oh, I'm gonna have my gun safe here, blah, blah. Like alarm system cameras, right?
Yeah.
Those people, they're smart because they're preparing for something that may happen. It's the same thing, just like an apocalypse. If like COVID happens, or if like, let's say there's a nuclear warfare, what's your plan?
You have to prep, fam.
You have to prep, right?
Like raid all the Walmarts, raid all the Costcos, you feel me?
A lot of people think they're crazy and shit, right?
Yeah. I thought they were crazy too. Because why prep for something that's already gonna happen? Like we're all gonna die. Why not just go out? You feel me? Just live your life. You don't have to do all that prepping. When the time comes, time comes.
Yeah. But okay, well, what are you gonna do? Like, let's say there's a natural disaster. What's your move?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess just going into just get as much food and water as I can.
From where?
I would dead ass steal from Walmart, Costco, all
but that's what everyone's gonna do. So you're gonna see just like the grocery store right now with COVID, people lining up. Instead of that,
I would get,
everybody's there fighting each other.
Then I would get a weapon.
Okay, but you get a weapon, right? You think these other people are not gonna have weapons too?
What would you do? Hold on.
This is what I'm doing, bro. I'm gonna go to a place with like, let's say a lake.
Okay.
Or a natural source of water and food.
This guy has it all planned out.
I'm not gonna go to the I'm not staying in the city. I'm not staying in the suburbs even.
That makes sense.
I'm cutting. I'm gonna go to
the woods,
the cabins. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna live off eating mushrooms and fish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nuts and shit.
Nah, that is facts.
Right?
Or if I knew it was gonna happen, I would just take a plane ride somewhere where I knew it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, but that's like if you're prepping for that, if you know it's gonna happen already.
And I just take a random plane flight, it doesn't even happen.
Yeah.
I'm in Mexico now. Left everything behind.
A lot. But I think another good place to go if you're stuck in the city. Mm-hmm. Yo, if you're stuck in the city, I think a best place to go is it's like a skyscraper, like the roof, a roof of something.
But what do you do up there?
Survive, fam. Take in, like, zombies can't get up to you. If people try,
yeah, they can. How would you get up there if you?
How are zombies gonna get up to you?
The same way you got up there.
You think zombies can climb stairs?
Yes,
fam.
Fam, zombies, yo, zombies okay, can't okay, climb look, stairs, look, look. Fam.
If zombies can't climb stairs,
yes. Have you ever played Modern Warfare? Or infected?
Okay, what kind of zombies are we talking about then? Are we talking about like Walking Dead zombies?
Yeah, we're walking. Yeah, the Walking Dead zombies. They can walk and they can climb stairs.
They're not moving upstairs like that though. Like, I'm talking like flights. I'm talking flights.
I get your point though. You like, be on top so you can just see, and if, mm-hmm. it'll take a long time, and then they're probably exhausted and shoot them down.
Yeah, once
they're
there. Depending on where you live, if you live on a skyscraper, mm-hmm. on the roof of a skyscraper, you can have like a farm there. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can breed some chickens. I don't know.
Breed some chickens. You're playing one block Minecraft.
Yeah,
you know that one.
No, the sky block.
Sky block. Yeah, you start that shit up there.
Okay. If you really had to, like, say you're in the wild mm-hmm. and you had to eat one animal. Yeah. What would you eat? Like, that's not like a chicken, cow, whatever. Like, okay, let's say you're on an island, right?
Okay.
Let's say you're on an island.
Yeah.
And the only food is fucking like chinchillas or like hamsters. You eating hamsters, bro?
Yeah. I've eaten.
What about rats? You know, rat?
If my life depended on and I had to eat that rat to survive, yeah.
Got some 6ix9ine in your stomach.
Oh, our fam, don't care. You got snitch in your stomach now. That's funny, fam. Now, what would you do?
You mean what?
I was gonna say like just like bear. Okay, I would eat all that. But like if it's some exotic,
okay, would you eat?
You gotta cut up a lizard.
I'd eat a lizard, low key. Yeah, because that's like eating fish.
Fam, I would do anything to survive. You feel me?
Facts. There's nothing holding me.
Like, fam.
I think where it crosses the line is when it's a monkey. You know what I mean? When it's closer to a human, I wouldn't eat a monkey, fam.
Kinda.
Like, if I'm gonna... Okay, shit. I can't say, like, if I'm starving. Because yeah, like, if I'm starving, I eat nothing. Yeah, I eat
a rock, fam.
Okay. Let's say you're on an island, right? Let's say you're on an island.
Okay.
And there's only fruit. Like, you can survive off fruit.
Yeah,
fruit,
just, so it's easy.
Yeah, but the only other meat source
yeah,
is monkeys. Is. So, are you gonna eat monkeys? Just to switch it up one day?
No, I wouldn't.
No, okay, wait. But keep in mind...
Have that shit,
keep,
like...
Not, keep in mind...
yeah.
You're there for, like, 80 years. You're there for like 60 whatever years.
That's a good question.
And you, the last meal you ever had was like a steak.
Oh no, you can't do that, fam.
So the last like real food you ate was like meat.
Yeah, I would.
To switch it up, you'd eat a monkey?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would like buy my full myself and like cut it up so it doesn't look like a monkey.
Yeah.
Because if it looks like a monkey, fam, I'm going to be like, oh, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all in perspective.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah.
You didn't catch up on Rick and Morty yet, right?
No.
All right, so this is one episode of Rick and Morty.
Why does it always go back to this?
This is one episode of Rick and Morty where, where Beth, so Rick's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Rick pretty much makes this, this fantasy world mm-hmm. for Beth okay. to play in. Yeah. Right, it's kind of like you know Treehouse, like the kids channel.
Yeah,
it's like a magic. Let's say Teletubbies. Mm-hmm. It's like a Teletubby type of world.
Yeah,
there's like fun creatures and shit.
Yeah,
and she can't die in there. She can't like get harmed, and she can't like feel pain.
Okay,
feel me
in that world.
In that world, okay. Right? So Beth takes her friend in there.
Okay,
and for whatever reason, she pushes him into like honey or something to get stuck.
Yeah,
and the guy gets stuck in there forever. Or he gets stuck in there for years.
I think I've seen a clip of this, yeah?
Yeah, so Beth gets out of the world, comes back to the normal world. Mm-hmm. And then this is like maybe 30 whatever years ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're looking at the TV and they see something like young, remembering a boy that went missing.
Yeah.
And people will think like his father ate, like killed his son.
Yeah, yeah.
So people think that his father killed his son and he was like a cannibal, right?
Okay.
So Beth's like, wait a minute, Timmy, whatever his name was, yeah. right? So they go back into the fairy world. Rick opens it up. And they're like, all right, let's go check. Let's go look for him.
Uh-huh.
So they go into the world, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's creatures there, uh-huh. but these creatures can harm them now. Oh, they can harm shit. Him. So like, wait, why are these creatures like hurting me?
Yeah,
It's not supposed to work like that, right?
No pain at all. It's not.
Yeah, it's not supposed to work like that.
Yeah.
So they end up getting captured by a group of these creatures.
Okay.
And they bring them to this castle.
Yeah.
And it's the Timmy guy.
Eating everything.
So pretty much what he did, he had like half human, half fucking creature kids with all of the creatures
there.
And started eating them. So like he would like a in like a random creature and then create like a kid and then eat that kid.
You're reproducing with like a
bunch of... To survive though, to survive because there's no food in there.
So he reproduced with animals to just...
Not even animals, like creatures.
Yeah. So he could eat it?
So he can eat it to survive.
Oh, that's disgusting, fam. That's disgusting.
And this guy was insane when they saw him. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm king, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. He was insane.
You heard of the Mufasa theory, right?
What Mufasa theory?
So when Mufasa dies in The Lion King and he falls off the cliff, his body is not seen anymore, right?
Yeah.
So the hyenas don't eat lions, right? No other animal eats lions except for other lions. So Scar, there's a scene where Scar comes up and he's spinning a skull on his finger.
And it's Mufasa.
Saying, it's Mufasa, so Scar ate his own fucking brother.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. That man is evil.
Because where did his body go, right? They should have had like a funeral or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. It just totally, the movie cut off. And actually when I saw that, I was kind
of... Yeah, because remember... Scar had like a whole room of bones.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He had a whole room of bones.
Yeah. So it may be like his brother, but for sure, because he just hated that man.
Yeah. And those are the only two male lions.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that in.
A lie.
So that means it was either Scar or Mufasa that populated the whole clan.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because there's no other males.
They were going crazy. They're reproducing that whole city.
This guy's top boy.
Alive, fam. Holy smokes.
Top boy now, innit?
You know what I learned about Disney too? So they reuse scenes, exact scenes from certain shows.
Yeah, they did that in the Jungle Book. The Jungle Book.
Yeah, because they're too lazy to edit or some shit.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like...
So when I saw the video of the Jungle Book and Winnie the Pooh, except doing like... So the Jungle Book guy would throw a rock. Exact same scene, exact same everything.
Yeah.
Except different like background.
Mm-hmm. These guys are like, they're not going to know. They didn't know. They didn't know until like people put it together.
Yeah. Like who would know though?
Nobody.
No one.
I'm not tripping.
Yeah, bro. I'm not tripping about that either, fam.
Right? But like, yo, taking even The Lion King, that story of The Lion King wasn't originally Disney.
It was something else.
Fuck. It was I forgot the name, but it was The Little Lion. And it was actually a Japanese story.
Yeah, I was going to say it was like an anime, right?
I think it was an anime.
Yeah,
it was like an anime or a cartoon.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
It was something, The Little Lion. And it was like, oh no, The White Lion.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was a Japanese story. They just took that whole story and used it in Lion King.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing though.
Okay.
That whole story
is
also similar to another thing. Hamlet.
The Lion King is the same as Hamlet.
Yeah.
Tell me why. What the
Hamlet's father... was king.
Okay.
His uncle killed him.
Yeah.
Mufasa, king. Scar, his uncle, killed him.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
Hamlet, Simba. And then Polonius.
Yeah.
Polonius was like his right-hand man, like the bird.
Toucan or something? No, it's not toucan.
Isn't that toucan? That's a cereal. No. I forgot his name.
I think it was Eddie or something like that. I don't know.
Eddie.
I swear it was Eddie.
No, but like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Like the messenger guy. Yeah, the bluebird. That's Polonius because it's the same role.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what's up.
Yeah. No, and then at the end of the movie, he dies. The uncle dies just like in Hamlet. The only thing in Hamlet, like the ending was everybody died. But like that's all Shakespeare.
Yeah. Because I've read a lot about like just all these Disney shows came from different animes and different Japanese. They just revamped it to...
I'm telling you, bro. Every single thing ever created was inspired.
Yeah.
Every single piece of art was inspired.
Yeah.
They didn't get it from nowhere.
100% fam.
They didn't get it from nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, everything we think right now, we got it from somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's like... Okay, if you want an original idea, put somebody in like a room with nothing, with just white walls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever they come up with, that shit's original.
No, but at the same time, he has to have no knowledge. Like,
yeah, he has to have no knowledge of previous life.
If he sees stuff, then obviously he's going to be already.
Exactly. You know
what I mean? So yeah, nothing is... Fam, imagine like the first people who came up with like first stuff.
Look at Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, fam.
These people, they came up with the shit that no one ever thought about or even had like concepts of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nikola Tesla was actually bitten off from Thomas Edison. Did you know that?
No.
So Nikola Tesla actually invented, I think it was AC power or DC power?
AC.
And then Thomas Edison was DC, direct current, right? So what happened was Nikola Tesla was like, nah, I think alternate current?
Yeah, alternate.
So anyways, AC was Nikola Tesla. So he was working on that. He's like, nah, the future isn't going to be direct current.
Yeah.
The future is going to be AC, and which it is today.
Yeah,
AC is what we use. We still use DC and like batteries and shit. But anyways, he, Thomas Edison, took Nikola Tesla under his wing and just used his fucking ideas, bro.
No, 100%.
He's just like, he's looking at his shit, looking at his work. Like,
You just build it. Okay, you take stuff, but yeah.
Because he was the businessman. Yeah. Just like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Remember the founder? Uh-huh. That wasn't his restaurant. He was just the man that franchised it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. You just got to be insane to have an original idea. Original idea.
You don't have to be insane. You just have to be creative.
This is what my friend does. So he's in the fashion, like he creates clothes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So what he does to get no inspiration, he only follows one person. Who? Actually, no, he follows zero people. Like no one at all. So his explore page, I mean, his feed is nothing but him. And at the same time, he made his explore page, he disabled it. So his explore page is all black. So he doesn't get inspired by anything. So that's why he has to come up with like these original ideas.
But that's the thing is though, like you're going to be inspired by something.
By something, but at the same time, it helps you like not to...
See, I'm the opposite of that. Instead of just not being inspired by anything, I'm inspired by everything.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'd rather be inspired by everything than nothing.
No, me too.
Because that's how the best shit comes out.
For real.
All the best shit had like previous versions of it weren't as good. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that's why you take it and you just revamp it. Mm-hmm. And that's why Mans didn't get your caption. Tarantino told me how to steal.
Yeah,
you have to actually explain it on your story. No, you have to post the whole TikTok story.
No, but I talked about it on the podcast before. Like Quentin Tarantino, he steals some great work. Mm-hmm. He steals some great movies. Yeah. And in my opinion, I think he said this. It was like, if you're a fan of movies, if you love movies so much,
yeah,
there's no way you can make a bad movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, exactly. That same goes for clothes.
Now, the only thing that's limiting that is, let's say, the budget, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that is limiting it. Mm-hmm. You can make a bad movie if you have a shit budget, too.
Yeah.
So it's like a balance, right? It's a balance. But every single art, just like his movies, was inspired.
Mm-hmm. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right?
Especially for streetwear too, because Virgil said that too. He's so educated on all the trends before, what they made. So he combines it. That's why he just got hired at Louis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because he did his research. He knows he's inspired by bear people. Mm-hmm. With bear inspirations, your creativity is not going to run out.
When I started Wico Studios, yeah, I watched every single one of Virgil's free lectures.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's Harvard? All I did. Yeah.
At Harvard?
Not Harvard. Like everything. He went to Harvard, yeah, Stanford. He went to all of these different universities. He even did like private interviews with, I think, Hypeland.
Oh, yeah, Hypeland.
Yeah, he did a few, like, smaller things, too. Yeah. I just got every single little information I could, because that's free content. I mean, a lot of this free game is out there. Yeah. People just don't look.
The Hypeland interview was hilarious, because the guy was, like, presenting it to Virgil. Mm-hmm. Like, it was his presentation. He was talking so much, but didn't let Virgil come in the convo. So it was so funny, because Virgil's like, okay. And then it was just the guy rambling on about his brand.
I think when you're dealing with someone like that, instead of being you the one showcasing, you should be the one asking questions.
100%. Taking, like, what can I improve on this?
Yeah.
Because your brand is your brand. It's doing the numbers it's doing right now because you don't have input from these big designers, you know?
Instead of him trying to, like, sell what he thinks,
yeah,
he should be asking him what he thinks of what it is right now.
Yeah.
Because what he thinks of his brand isn't the same as what we think of his brand or what Virgil thinks of the brand, because his on the inside.
Yeah.
What people think of this podcast is different from what we think of this podcast.
Yeah.
Because we're on the inside out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you gotta look at it like that. Mm-hmm. Now, Virgil, he can give really powerful game, like really good shit to tell you, but you have to ask the right questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta ask, like, what do you think of this, rather than, oh, this is this.
Do you think it's cool? Yes or no?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get a yes or no because you're not going to learn from that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's dope because he did like a whole thing with anime streetwear. He's like the core of anime streetwear.
Yeah, I mean, I like how, because his interview said that he wants to get away from anime, but he saw it doing so good that he was like, okay, I'm gonna make anime rugs, anime hoodies.
Big ups on him, because he got all of those connections.
Yeah.
He got the connections to the Naruto. He got connections to the Dragon Ball Z, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He went from 40K on his Instagram to like 200K and like just doing that Naruto, all that anime stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, sometimes you gotta fucking sell out.
That's what sells, bro.
Yeah, sell out.
Not even sell out. I told you, fam. Nobody sells. Nobody says you're selling out if you're winning. There's no winner that says, oh, that guy sold out.
Yeah.
No winner says that, bro. Yeah. Like, he didn't sell out. He's just doing what works. He's doing what it takes to win.
Again, it's super funny that now that all those people that have said TikTok's not cool, people that I would never expect would think, you know, one of my icons, Joy, he's on TikTok now.
Weird.
Fam, promoting his stuff. I'm like,
told you, bro. Like,
okay.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, remember I told you before, I'm like, yo, why don't you do all of your stuff on TikTok first?
It was early too.
I told you, I'm like, because remember when I started doing like streetwear videos?
Yeah.
I used to run hashtag streetwear on TikTok. Just because I was the only one like doing those type of videos at first. Yeah. But now it's like a whole thing. It's like huge, right?
Yeah.
But when it first came up, I was doing those things. I'm like, I want to be one of the first like pioneers of this.
Word.
But it's hard because you got to like build, you have to stay consistent.
Yeah.
I wasn't consistent with it. So like, I'm not that big on TikTok anymore. Mm-hmm. But what worked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I got some attention from there and it worked. For sure. Yeah.
Especially in the drops, because marketing is everything. Mm-hmm. You can't have a sick idea with no marketing.
I tell everybody, bro, marketing is the most important thing in anything.
Yeah.
You can sell a bag of shit and people will buy it if you have good marketing.
Sick marketer.
Man's bought rocks. Man's bought a Supreme brick.
I know, fam.
Feel me?
A crowbar.
Yeah.
You know that the iconic Supreme lineup video? Mm. Why'd you buy a crowbar? I don't know. It had Supreme on it. It's a crowbar.
I think the brand is so powerful that it's making me buy a crowbar. It's
so you've been waiting 10 hours for a crowbar that says Supreme?
Oh, I didn't even know it said Supreme. I just want a fucking crowbar.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But they're so like into consumerism that it's just already like, okay, I'm gonna just buy
it. It's all brainwashing, bro. It's all brainwashing. And you gotta play by those games.
I think, I got a good thing that I got out of that brainwashing brand logo thing. Cause good thing I stayed broke. Cause if I had money like that, I would be brainwashed by that Supreme. All you would see me wearing in my phase of Supreme down to thing.
Mm.
But we still are, bro.
You still are. You just don't.
100%.
You know what I mean? Look, we'll look at, let's say this shoe, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say it wasn't a Nike swoosh. Let's say we
wouldn't buy it.
We wouldn't buy it.
What the hell is that?
We wouldn't buy it, you feel me? Just because it has the Nike swoosh, we're going to buy it.
Which is crazy.
Oh, I forgot my Chicago's here.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I was wearing them out, so like they're not
this guy has hella shoes. I remember the last podcast you were talking about Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah.
And then you were, you brought up a shoe, and then you're like, oh, this is a Jordan. And then you brought up another one, right? And then my mom sees all those. She's like, how many variations does he have? And he was like, mom, you know how much they go for? Like, they go for a bear, like, just one pair of them.
So, let me put something here.
Big Jordan. And
let's put the Melvins here.
Because, Charon, you didn't argue the Jordan conversation properly. Jordan wasn't getting beat by Golden State teams like that. They were playing against mailmen and part-time lawyers.
Bro, but that's not true,
we're not even going to start it like that.
Yeah, we're not going
to. You can go to our stereo to look at the full cover like that. But
that always comes up on stereo. Anyway.
It does, yeah.
But in my opinion, man, look at like a Floyd Mayweather. You think Floyd Mayweather would be that great if he had a loss?
Depend on who he lost to.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't be known as that great.
No, you have a point too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like it's two different time zones, so it's still hard. It's an ongoing debate. That's why it's never going to end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
We just have to appreciate, as long as LeBron and Jordan are still alive, fam, just appreciate them.
You know what one thing is? We never look at like who was the greatest marketer in the world. We never look at who was the greatest manager in the world. We only look at the star.
Yeah.
You ever realize that?
No, that's 100%. Like the people who do the dirty work, they don't get no appreciation. Like, fam, do you know Charlie Puth's writer?
Yeah.
In David Dobrik's vlogs, he got interviewed, right?
He
looked all bummy, like all super bummy sandals like that. He's like, yo, what did you write? Oh, I wrote Lady Gaga's Paparazzi, all the top hits, Kesha's. Mm-hmm. And David Dobrik was like, oh, I wouldn't even realize that. He's like, yeah, that's what I do.
Word.
They don't get no spotlight though.
Yeah, they don't. Mm-hmm. Even like the greatest producer, some of the producers are getting their name out there though.
Yeah, because the producer,
like Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin.
Who has the greatest producer tag? I think it's the, oh my god, Ronnie.
Yeah, that one's dope. That one's dope.
Take Keith, fuck the shit up.
Yeah. I love that one.
That one's hard too. Whenever you hear that one, that's an automatic banger.
I think the Take Keith one might be my favorite.
What?
Because it has some of my favorite tracks.
That's right.
He did Sycamore, right? Yeah, he did Sycamore.
We booming on TikTok because that shit. No, but you know that the Baby Pluto where it was like dun 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 and all the producer tags were on it.
Oh, when they put like all the freaking producer tags. Yeah. I remember that one.
All right, random question.
Yeah.
When you look at a person,
mm-hmm.
like what's the like when you're doing this podcast with someone else?
Yeah.
What are you looking at? Like their eyes?
I look at them.
Or like their nose? Do you focus on something?
I look at their third eye, bro.
Transitions. I look at their soul. Yo, transitions are fine.
Nah. I look at their soul.
Stop, bro. Stop. That ass, you don't look at anything specific?
Nah, I just
because sometimes at I get like
you look at certain parts.
Yeah, I look at certain parts.
That means you're overthinking, fam.
No, because I'm just looking at your like, I guess like in the middle. Because
some people, I know people with ADHD.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm right or not. Okay. But like, I know certain people with ADHD.
Yeah.
They'll look at like a certain part of your face and then get distracted with another part.
Yeah, and that's what I do.
Like I'm looking at the left tooth or like some shit like that. You know, something weird.
Because sometimes I'll move to your nose and then I'll move to your mouth.
I just look at you as a whole. I look at you as a whole.
Oh, word.
Like I'm looking at like a being. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's true.
Okay, when you're fighting, what do you look at?
Oh, I look at the legs.
You look at because Taekwondo.
Yeah.
In Muay Thai, I look at the chest right here.
Yeah. The legs is so stupid. If I'm in a real street fight, do not. I have to.
Yeah.
Look
don't
at,
don't
like,
look at the legs all the time. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
it's not.
It's not realistic for not like realistic. A, yeah for it's a street not fight for a street fight. Yeah. Well, for Taekwondo, that's exactly what you need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the hips, right?
Yeah. Because we don't use our hands.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're punching, I'm not even worried about your hands.
Yeah.
That's what I got worried about you because. You said, okay, use kicks and punches. Mm. So I'm so used to feet that you're just catching me on top because I don't have my hands up.
I think Joe Rogan actually started with Taekwondo.
Yeah.
And then he said in his podcast that when he went into like kickboxing, when he went into he noticed like he would get hit so easily with punches because he didn't realize like how easy you could get hit with punches.
Yeah, because it's two different styles. And I was fighting this really old guy who mm-hmm. did Muay Thai.
Yeah.
And you guys are so square
that
my front kick... He didn't even care about my front kick. I was just kicking him. It's like, I was like, what's going on? He didn't care at all because he's just taking it.
Yeah, yeah. Because Muay Thai is very like blow for blow.
Yeah, you take it and then you take it, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But Taekwondo is like the best defense to Taekwondo is you just don't get hit at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But you get hit eventually. You get hit eventually. Yeah, yeah. Those Muay Thai mans are so tough. Like, they're hard to knock out, fam.
100%.
Like, you know, like Yoel Romero?
Oh my god.
Imagine trying to knock out that man.
Bro,
you know me?
I don't think he feels pain.
Yeah, exactly, like right? Like, these fighters, they're so bulky. They're so, like, the way they train is to take hits.
Yeah, yeah.
When you train to take hits, it's going to be hard for them to, like, get off on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
they're so used to getting hit.
Yeah.
They get hit and then hit back. Uh-huh. Get hit back. Yeah, you know what I mean?
In the Adesanya fight, all he did was stand there.
Yeah.
And it was, if he connected properly with that one hit.
Yeah, bro.
Adesanya almost fell.
Yeah, he did. In my opinion, if Yoel, like, maybe did a few more of those hits.
More aggressive. Yeah,
he easily could have won that fight, in my opinion.
I don't know why he didn't, though. Like,
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I don't know what goes through your mind. Like, you know he's scared of you.
Yeah.
So, why aren't you just throwing?
Yeah, but he got him with some hits, bro. Did, yeah. That's the hardest hits I've seen.
Just one. Just mm-hmm. one, fam. But, yeah, bro. Yeah, I just asked that question because sometimes I looked in your eye and I was like, I noticed that you don't have that white under your eye.
What?
So, you do you know about Senpuku?
What is that?
So Senpuku is like a Japanese superstition that means three whites. So it's if you have white under your eye, it means that the world is out to get you.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So, I never heard of this.
There's different celebrities that have that white under their eyelid. I mean, under their eye.
Yeah.
That's very noticeable. Like, so their pupils are up here, but you see a lot of white.
Damn, what the fuck?
So I never heard about that. You know who had a really famous celebrity that had one?
Who?
JFK. What happened to him? Assassinated.
How do you see that though? Like, you have to look close?
You see how there's no white, right?
Yeah.
And you see here where you have white under your eye.
Oh.
And you see here how you have white under your eye.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll put the picture up to make it more clear.
Yeah,
if you have that white stuff, the world is out to get you.
When your eyelids don't cover the pupil.
Yeah, the pupil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like,
then you look a little bit scarier when, yeah, you, when you have too. That shit.
That's why I've caught myself kind of doing that to people. I'm like, I just kind of look and see like, okay, I'm not going to stay around him because the world is out to get him, fam.
Word, yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know. It happened to JF Kennedy, fam.
Do you believe in like palm readings and shit?
No.
Nah?
No. Do you?
Nah. But I remember reading a magazine, it was one of those kids' magazines, actually, the Sports Illustrated Kids.
Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, they had like a palm reading thing.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But anyways, they had like a palm reading thing.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at it, and there's like a middle line right here.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of this shit is true. It could just be bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
But this middle line here, right? It's supposed to represent your faith line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know about that.
Yeah. It's supposed to represent your faith line. And it's always like, it's usually one of your longest lines, either your lifeline or a faith line.
Yeah, yeah.
And my faith line is always my longest. So I always think about like, oh, I'm very faithful. Like I have a lot of faith in things I do.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why like I succeed is because of my faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned that as a kid and it was funny because one is your death line, right? Or something like that.
Word? Nah, that's your lifeline.
Oh, your lifeline, yeah, my bad. So every time as a kid, I used to check and if it became shorter, I'm like, I'm dying, right?
You want to hear something crazy though?
Let me hear it.
All right, so there was a point in my life where I really wanted a dog.
Okay.
And then I used to look at my palm and I would see like a stick figure and then like a dog on a leash. Yeah.
No way.
So I really wanted a dog, right? Mm-hmm. And I would always look at my palm like, maybe I'm going to get a dog. Maybe I'm going to get a dog.
What the f***?
And I ended up getting a dog like maybe a few months later.
You're a weird kid, man. Why do these things happen to you, bro?
You know what I think it is? It comes back to manifestation, bro. What if because of that, I manifested so hard.
Yeah.
It comes back to manifesting, bro. I'm telling you.
Like, wait, did you say that it was the exact same shape as a dog?
No, look. You can kind of look at my hand. Uh-huh. You won't see on camera.
I might have the same one, though.
No, look. You see, it looks like a head and then like a lion and then looks like a stick person. Yeah. And there's a shorter one that looks kind of like a dog. So you don't have that.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean, though?
Maybe it's just
everyone has different ones. Everyone has ones. It's just like a thumbprint. Like everyone has a different one.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still kind of learning because I put stuff on the board in 2020 that I wanted to manifest, and stuff already has come true. I've checked it off and stuff like that. But yeah,
it's not like a when I manifest it's gonna come like that. Nah, it's you have to drill your brain first.
Yeah,
you have to make your brain work in a way where manifesting will work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you're new to it, it's going to take some time. But like if you drill it and drill it and drill it, it's going to be like that. You're going to be able to manifest these things.
It's all how hard you believe in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't even believe in it, it's just not going to happen.
Yo, so I was talking to my dentist.
Okay.
Right? Because I went to the dentist before. And then we were talking about like the podcast. We were talking about like entrepreneurship in general, right? Because he owns like his own like dentist.
That's his own office, everything, right? Yeah, yeah. Big ups.
He was telling me when we were talking about like how to be successful, things like that, right?
Yeah.
While I was talking to him, I started to realize a lot of the people that I talk to with success, like whether it be my other friends, whether it be like people in positions of power that I met in my life in positions of power and they have a lot of success. Mm-hmm. Even my uncle too. My uncle, he's very successful. Mm-hmm. I look at him and I see things similar.
Word.
Yeah. Like almost the exact same mindset as everybody I've met that has success like that.
You're attracted to that mindset.
They all think the same.
Yeah.
Like they literally all think the same.
Yeah.
It's not to say like they're all the same. They're like, their mindset is in the right place.
You can tell even from a small conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you're talking about business, you'll know like 5 minutes. Okay, I don't get the same energy that I'll get from let's say dentist with that guy.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a certain type of energy that someone brings. Mm-hmm. Like you feel it. You just feel it.
Yeah,
the aura, I guess.
So me and him, we were chopping it up for a while too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we were chopping it up for a while, and he told me something hella deep. Right?
What
he told me, when you get to a point where you're so rich and you have so much money, one thing you can't buy. What's one thing you can't buy?
Happiness?
No. Let's say you're so rich. You have all the money in the world, right?
Yeah.
What's the first thing you want to buy?
A house,
let's
a car.
Let's say you have everything. What's one thing you want to buy?
House, a car?
No.
If I flip my business switch on?
Yeah, what's the first thing you want to buy?
Investment.
No, not even.
What?
Time.
Oh.
Nothing about it like this, okay?
Yeah.
You have all the money in the world, successful business, this and that, right? One thing you're not getting back.
Time.
Now, how do you buy time? In a sense, you can't buy time, right?
Yeah.
So what you do, you buy things that will give you more time. So he told me that, let's say you're very successful. You have so much money in the world.
Yeah.
And you have money to spend on things that you can use to bring yourself more time. Mm-hmm. He's like, for example, he said, instead of me going out and getting groceries, maybe I'll pay someone to go get my groceries so I can spend time with my family. Because the time with his family, that shit's not going to last forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You never know, something may happen. You never know how much time you have with them. Mm-hmm. You're so successful. You have so much money. You, instead of buying more money, buy time.
Yeah.
Instead of buying more luxuries, buy time. Mm-hmm. Right?
You should have people doing stuff for you now because you already did all the work.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Because you have to step back and realize like, okay, what is this for now? What is this for? Yeah. Am I happy just with all of this luxuries and bullshit like I spend my money on? Yeah. Or am I happy with the time I spend it on?
I thought you were going into the route where it's like, okay, I buy time by buying all those anti-aging. But no, it's like,
nah,
just get people to do stuff so you have time to do what you really love.
Exactly.
And spend time with your family.
Exactly.
And that's so smart. I didn't even think about it like that.
Mm-hmm, me too. He changed my whole... He gave me a view on a different perspective.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like, whenever I look at him and I look at other successful people with the same mentality, they all have like the same type of... aura, the same type of like mindset, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, it's the energy, fam.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Mm-hmm. And when me and him chop it up, I chop it up like me and you. Like, it's like that. It's like, I don't know.
Because, fam, if you have all these types of ideas that you want to get out, it's so easy to have a conversation with the same like interest. You both know where you're going type thing.
Not those even same interest, but like same like mindset. Yeah,
those
you know?
Are the best convos.
Yeah.
Those are just the best convos.
Exactly. I really want to have him on the podcast, but he's like, nah, I can't.
Oh, yeah, he'll spill too much sauce or something like that.
He said he's not the type of camera.
Okay, I get that.
But shout out you.
Yeah, shout out the dentist. getting us proper. But yeah. Bro, even like yeah, going back to the richest people, fam, you know Elon?
Mm-hmm.
So in 2020, Elon was stuck at the second like richest man in the world because Jeff Bezos was at like 40K or 40 billion. So Elon had 27 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But now in 2021, this guy's ranked at like the first.
He's the richest in the world right now.
At like 145 billion. That's crazy. Would you want that type of money?
It depends. It depends what I'm going to do with it.
So, fam, I low-key would even want that money.
No, but Elon has dreams, bro. Yeah. You got to realize Elon's not thinking like we think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Elon's thinking for like the sake of the world, fam.
Yeah.
honestly, maybe the sake of the universe.
Fam.
The way this guy thinks.
Yeah. But fam, I low-key, you can't even spend that in a lifetime, though.
You can't. But you can if you're Elon Musk.
Yeah, that's a fact. You have a point with that because a regular person, after you're done buying all those houses, those luxuries, you're done.
Yeah.
Elon's like, okay, how can I get something, a chip in your brain? How much will that cost? Bear.
Yeah, it's gonna cost him maybe billions, you know?
Stupid billion
dollars. Exactly. So to us, that's not fathomable.
Yeah.
But for him, it's almost like he's still on a budget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure, you can be the richest man in the world, but when you're the richest man in the world, you're not living like everybody else.
Yeah, you're not.
You're living like the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
So your budget's different.
Yeah.
Unless you live like, I forgot who it was. It might have been Kevin Hart. Don't get me wrong, but I think Kevin Hart said he's so rich, right? He's so rich. But he didn't live like he was rich early in the beginning. So when he started making millions, he was living at like a hundred something thousand income.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. So instead of living with that income, like let's say he was making 300,000, right? He wasn't living with the 300,000. He was living with the 100. Mm-hmm. Now where did the other 200 go? It went into investments. Yeah. It went into properties, whatever things that can give him more money and grow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why lottery winners, there's so many stories that they go bankrupt. You know
exactly,
why?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Because they're in that mindset that they have before that, I just want to buy this.
Mm-hmm.
That, okay, now what?
No, it's just people don't know how to manage their money like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you give someone, let's say someone's starving, and then you give them like, let's say a whole bag of chips, he's going to eat that whole bag of chips like that.
Right away,
you know what I mean? He's not going to save any for later.
Yeah.
Even though he gets full, he's not going to save any. He's going to eat that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with money. Like, if you don't have any money, you win the lottery.
Yeah.
Shit, you're gonna blow that shit in like how fast? You know what I mean?
Before I would, but since I've hung around you so much, I don't think I would. I would put the AMC to the moon. What the fuck are you talking about? GMC to the moon.
Nah, because you gotta. Change the mindset with how your money works, right? Yeah, you got to make your money work for you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how the rich stay rich, bro.
Yeah.
That's how the rich stay rich.
I hear that quote so much from you, fam. The rich just get richer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
from the beginning of the time, they were staying rich because they did these things. Mm-hmm. The people that went broke because they had all those riches weren't thinking smart.
Yeah. The money perspective really changes in mine. Because mm-hmm. I wouldn't get like money. Now I'm getting some type of money. I would just put it back in the business. Mm-hmm. Before, I don't even know. Just spend it on clothes. The quality of my clothes would have been the same.
What's
the point of that, you know?
Where do you think streetwear is headed right now, bro? Honestly?
Streetwear? That shit's low-key kind of dead.
I think streetwear for me is like dead in pieces. I feel like it's dead, in my opinion.
Virgil did say that streetwear is going to die out. And I think it is now just because everyone's trying to... I don't know. Everyone has a clothing brand now, bro.
Yo, you know what it is, fam? What? I think you know what the future is for streetwear, in my opinion?
Okay, tell me.
I think the future of streetwear is no longer going to be clothing lines. It's just going to be individual pieces. Now, hear me out.
Okay.
Individual pieces, as in custom one of one. And that's what I'm already doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But listen. Look at a clothing line, right?
Yeah.
Why do most clothing lines not do well? Because it's easily available.
You say there's a lot of it.
There's no exclusivity, right? Yeah, why did Supreme do well?
Because, fam, no one had Supreme.
Nobody could have everyone it, right? It's very limited.
Yeah.
Now, when you have all of these clothing lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
I say, look like streetwear. Streetwear is like crazy right now.
Yeah.
So many different brands, so many different things.
There's too much of everything there's now.
So much of like a graphic t-shirt, right?
Yeah, bro.
Now, when there's so much of a graphic t-shirt, what's special about that? Nothing, right? Now, what will make it special mm-hmm. is custom, right?
Custom.
And I feel like that's kind of the direction clothing is going to head at. Yes. Or fashion, in my opinion. This may not be true, but like... Yeah. In my opinion, I think where fashion is headed is just straight up like custom one of ones. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm wearing this is a Carlos piece, no one else can have it.
If we get to that point though, I think people are going to start killing each other for clothes, fam. Like I want that because people are already fighting for Supreme and there's so much fucking Supreme. Bro. But now it's like, okay, I'm going to kill you for that cardigan because it's one of one.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel like even back in the day, long, long time ago,
mm-hmm. yeah.
let's say like Shakespeare's era, right?
Yeah.
There's only one of ones, fam. It's only one of ones.
That hat that Shakespeare had, yeah. that shit was one of ones.
That's a one of one piece, dog. Nobody else is getting that shit, fam. If you want it, you have to take it off my head.
That's a fact. That's why I said once we get to that point.
I guarantee, like, in the Wild West, there were mans with, like, a special vest.
Oh, and then, with the, like,
I'm going to kill you for that vest.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, I get that.
And then maybe that's how some feuds happen, too. Like,
yeah.
And then, yo, it's also, like, you know how when rappers get, like, a personal chain?
Mm-hmm.
And you know those videos where people used to, like, steal chains?
Snatch chains.
And then it's, like, it was a thing, like, oh, I got this chain.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I got 6ix9ine's chain, blah, blah, blah. I feel like if it does head in the direction of one of ones, like, yo, look whose jacket I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, right? So it's
like, yo, I got Uzi's like leather jacket that I stole from him.
Yeah.
That's too. That's why I don't want it to get there, fam.
But I think it's gonna get there.
Okay, I kind of want.
Do you
it to
agree
get
with
there.
Me?
I kind of want it to get there because it'll bring the fun back to streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
Like now everyone has everything. You can just buy off resale if you have a lot of money. But now it's like, no, I got this. Look at me now. You feel me?
Yeah.
You don't have this.
Exactly. And it's in my opinion, custom wave was always my like. That had a special place in my heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I love custom sneakers. I'd love to, like, make my own shit.
Yeah.
Just because no one else had it. And just because, like, I'm not spending fucking thousands of dollars for a custom piece that's... Not custom piece, but, like, a limited hype piece.
Yeah.
$1,000. Shit, bro.
If like, you made it or your friend made
if
it.
If I made it, there's more value to it.
There's more value, yeah.
It's, like, sentimental value. Mm, you know? Yeah. Sentimental value.
Yeah. That's why in my... Because people are always asking me to drop more.
Yeah.
But the thing that I always... A trick too is just keep your stuff very limited
because mm-hmm.
people are gonna want it. Then you build up the hype. You build up the hype. Mm-hmm. Then you release it all.
I gave you all this game, bro. Remember?
Did you?
Yeah.
No, but I've studied streetwear.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I know everything mm-hmm. should be exclusive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's why mans are asking me to drop. Like they're seeing all these pretty boy tees. Like no, I'm not gonna drop it yet. Like it's for the people that have mm-hmm. my stuff. Feel special because you have that stuff. There's only like 20 out.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
Exactly.
But yeah, bro. I hope it gets there. That would be so fun.
I think that's where fashion is headed.
It'll be like the adventure, like an adventure game.
Yeah. Even, I don't want to say like cars, but if you look at like custom cars and shit, I feel like those are the coolest
cars too.
Coolest cars.
Run a hijack?
Sure. Even, it's the same thing with jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, you know what I always think about?
What?
I always think about where did all the jewelry of like the Egyptians go.
I've heard stories where they were buried with their jewelry.
Oh yeah.
And then like people go out and put it in that museum. Yeah, that would be a logical explanation. Just put it in the museum.
You know what? I feel like the hardest drip, Like, all the rappers should look into this. Where did the jewelry of the pirates go?
Oh, that's kind of hard. But what were pirates wearing,
man? Pirates were wearing gold rings and shit. You're right. Pirates were wearing all these chains. Pirates were one of the first, like, mans to raid.
Yeah, and to wear those.
Yeah, they had, like, bejeweled everything, fam. Yeah, yeah. Even their pistols. Like, they'd put jewels in their pistols and shit.
Word.
Yo, rappers look into this. I'd rather see, like, a rapper come out with ancient fucking, like, drip. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, rings and shit from pirates.
One thing I did notice is jade. ASAP started wearing jade, and I've never seen anyone wear jade before.
Oh, but jade's been very popular with all the Asian rappers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's an Asian thing.
Mm-hmm, it is an Asian thing.
Yeah.
But he has this like crazy all green, all jaded out necklace. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool to me. Like, it's old. It's more old. You see those metal, diamonds. So it was kind of a new thing.
Maybe I'll cop a jade thing.
I wanted to cop a jade thing. Jade maybe is hard.
I'll cop one.
Yeah.
Because it's Asian, you know? We gotta hold down for a roost. Yo, did you hear about the man in LA or like in California that was like the Thai man that got pushed? He was attacked.
Oh, and yeah, I've seen the video.
Yeah.
Because it was like some racist stuff.
Yeah, he was attacked for no reason and he died. For no reason.
So fucking stupid, bro.
It's crazy how much hate is coming right now because of fucking the stereotype COVID and like against Asians.
Mm-hmm, that we started that thing.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, a lot of people, they don't hold down for Asians like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, low-key, our voice isn't heard as much.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to, even with our platform we have to, like, stand up for what we can do.
100%.
Or whoever can do whatever they can, like, put out awareness towards that, you know what I mean? Like, that shit's not allowed. Like, it can't happen.
Yeah.
Let me get you up to speed. An 82-year-old Thai man was murdered in broad daylight for absolutely no f***ing reason by a garbage bag named Antoine Watson. You. Multiple attacks on the elderly have been happening just like this. Another elderly woman was thrown to the floor. A man had his face slashed with a f***ing knife. And the list goes on and on. I can't even begin to tell you where to begin. But let's talk about this and let's have a conversation. And not in the typical way, because I do feel I need to educate some of y'all on some of this stuff. Because
when you're growing up, this is a random, like, was there a Filipino person that you looked up to that was kind of younger?
Oh, Timothy Delgado. But he's not Filipino. He's Thai. He's not
Filipino, though. See, like, the only person that I really looked up to was Manny Pacquiao, because that's really all I had.
Manny Pacquiao, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't necessarily look for Filipino. I looked for just Asian. I mean, really? They look like me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, Timothy Gallo, he looks like a Filipino. Is it Thai?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Word.
That is true. I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, someone mistaken me for a Thai before because I did Muay Thai.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I did Muay Thai, and then I think it was at the fights, right? He's like, oh, are you Thai? I'm like, no, I'm actually Filipino.
What the hell? Nah, I never get that.
Because we look similar. Even in Indonesian people look similar to you.
In Mexico, I got fucking thing. They thought I was a local over there.
Oh, maybe because you're tan.
Yeah, I was hella tan.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, let me tell you the story about one of my friends, right? Got an antique from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful with the stuff that you buy, like, even like not even Mexico, from anywhere.
Yeah.
So this person, he bought like some, I don't know what it was, but at night he would turn off all the lights.
Yeah.
And there would be a green light, a small green light coming out of that thing he bought. So when he turned on the light,
yeah,
the light would go off, right?
So, glow in the dark.
No.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
They're saying that be careful the stuff you buy, because there may be like small security cameras that they can
pre-you with. Yeah.
So when he turned off the light again,
it goes back on. Word.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
This guy tried to clown me.
I was like, is that glow in the dark?
No, fam. So just be careful, fam.
Because the way you explained it, a small green thing.
No, it was a small green light that kind of flashed at you.
Oh, okay.
And then when he turned off the light and got close to it, it would turn off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that shit, like even the credit card thing. Everybody knows about that. When you go to an ATM, you have to pull the thing before you put your card in.
Oh, yeah.
Because people put shit over it.
Fam, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But people, like, you can get mistaken for, like, yo, what are you doing, fam?
I feel like every time I go to an ATM and someone's with me, I always tell them, like, yo, did you know?
Did you know that you could think?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, scammers, fuck you. Yo, scammers are weird because they'll tell you to get your money up.
Mm.
We can't get our money up because they're stealing from us. You feel me? So I don't get that, bro. Don't scam. Earn your money, bro. don't scam.
This guy.
Well, yeah. Like, work like Elon, bro.
In my opinion, one thing I never do or ever did in my life was steal. I never stole in my life. Like, I hold that, like, to my death. I never stole in my life, like, anything.
No way.
Never anything. I didn't even shoplift from like a convenience store. I never stole from like.
Never took like a little pack of.
Never.
Gum.
Never. That's when mans are stealing in at Dollarama in high school, never took anything. Because I always thought to myself, like, all right.
Karma?
Nah, not even just karma. Like, all right, let's say I have a business, right? Mm-hmm. How would I feel when someone's stealing from me as a business? You know what I mean? As a business. So I thought ahead. I was thinking way ahead. Mm-hmm. Like, because I knew back then in high school, I'm going to have my own business. And I have respect for other businesses because I know what it takes, right?
100%. It's a lot of money, fam.
So growing up, that's one thing I never did. I never stole.
I don't think I did too, but just I wasn't thinking ahead like that. I was just a nice kid. I was like, no.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, like cash it out.
Yeah, they would
just cash be out. Real with it, right? Because like, yeah.
Do you believe in karma?
Nah.
I kind of believe in karma.
I don't believe in karma.
Like what goes around comes around type thing?
I don't believe in karma like that. I just believe in whatever is deserved.
Where
you get what you deserve.
There are certain days where I thought karma wasn't really on my side though. Like those good days that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got my job interview. It all went well. And mm-hmm. then there was this like this old lady trying to climb up the stairs and she had the baggage. So I was like, okay, yeah. I'm gonna just run down the thing. Okay, good karma. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't want to think about it like that because it's like.
I don't think, okay, I kind of believe in this the idea of it, but it's not, yeah. I don't call it karma. I just say like, I'm gonna do good and I don't expect anything, but if something good happens, then it's what I deserve.
It's what, yeah.
Exactly. That's facts. You know what I mean?
Because karma has no time. It could happen. You could have something, do something bad right now. It could affect you maybe later, way later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I guess in a sense, I believe in the idea of it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say like karma.
You have those moments where you're like, and you have like, oh shit, I lived this before. Deja vu.
Deja vu, yeah. Yeah.
You know the theory about deja vu? The saying is when you die, you see that light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that light.
Oh, wait, I think I heard this one. Yeah,
fam, this is so fucked. That the light at the end of the tunnel is the hospital light,
yeah.
where you're born a new life.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, what? So the reason why every newborn baby cries when they're born
mm-hmm.
is because you just lost. They know they lost all their memories and they can't see no one in their past life before.
Mm.
You know about that?
Mm.
And do you remember anything from, I guess, ages 1 to 3?
No one does.
Exactly. Because that's when the theory is, that's when they start erasing old memories and building new memories.
Mm-hmm.
And we have deja vu in our new life.
Yeah.
Because that's the stuff that we don't remember in our old life.
That one's kind of crazy stuff.
It was crazy because, no, the hospital one is the most fucked up one. Because I was like, damn.
I always thought of, okay, there's another theory about it too.
Okay, tell me.
I thought you were going to say this theory.
No.
So my theory of deja vu was, if you experienced deja vu,
mm-hmm.
it was like a checkpoint and then you died and then you came back to that checkpoint.
Whoa, I didn't even think about it like that, fam. This guy's playing a real life video game, fam.
So like you died and you came back to that that exact checkpoint. And that's why you remember that.
Whoa.
I thought of it like that instead.
Nah, that's a sick one too.
I thought about it like that. Bro. So like, wait, I lived this whole thing already. Or wait, why did I hear this before?
Yeah, it's like you respawn and you're like, okay.
It's because maybe what if shit happened, you died, or like you went into a situation, you're like, I need to go back.
Yeah.
You went back.
I didn't even think about it like that, bro. God damn.
Right?
It's like a real life video game, bro.
Yeah. They did that in Rick and Morty too. There's
no
like a
way.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Rick and Morty, they have the greatest concepts, man. So Rick made like a remote where he can set a checkpoint mm-hmm. for Morty, and then like when he dies, he'll go back to the checkpoint. And then like save a point in his life.
Yeah.
So what happened in the episode, he ended up like meeting this girl,
mm-hmm.
right? And then like he went on a whole thing where they had like a whole relationship, years, yeah. whatever. They ended up going on this trip. This plane crashed.
Yeah.
And they ended up in like the snow.
Yeah, I know this one. I watched this one.
Yeah, yeah. And then what happened was,
the remote control got lost.
Yeah, the remote control got lost. But he had to survive, yeah, right? He had to survive in the fucking cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So he lived this whole like spectacular life mm-hmm. with this girl. He's getting older, and then just so happens his dad picks up the controller he had
and presses it.
And presses the button by accident. His whole life went back to that checkpoint, and then he never met that girl. Yeah. None of that shit happened.
Man. Cartoons and like, I guess, yeah, kids shows
mm-hmm.
kind of have like really good like concept.
It depends on the creator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like the one we keep going to, SpongeBob, you know, mm-hmm. the one where they were dreaming and you can hop in dreams.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that one.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, what if that's going to happen? If, like, I guess Elon develops that chip.
Yeah.
And we can, I guess, this might sound crazy, but you can have a chip where you're sleeping. Even when you're sleeping, you can hang out with your friends because you guys are both in each other's dreams.
Word.
It might sound
stupid. That's dope. That would be dope.
But that's mm-hmm. fire. Because you can, in your dreams, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So imagine if you're just hanging out with your friends in your dreams. Yo.
Now, what if this happens? Mm-hmm. And what if we're in it right now already?
Simulation to simulation?
What if we're in that already, bro?
I hate Jumper's. What if
we're in that already?
Huh?
What if this is just a dream?
I hate that shit, bro. I hate that shit. Because then Groundhog, it's like, remember after we're like, yo, Carlos, you're dreaming. Wake up. You think it is like that? I don't know. I think we're really...
Well, what if I gave you like a machine, right? And I'm like, all right, press this button. This is what it turned out if we made a podcast. Press that button. Boop. All right, we're here.
No, man.
You press another button like, all right, this is what happened like if you went to... Whatever.
Mexico.
Went to Mexico. Boop.
Mexico.
And then deja vu.
When we wake up.
Deja vu is when you go into those checkpoints like, yeah. All right, this situation started now.
I'm done my dream. Yeah. I'm back. Nah, we're not high. I promise you.
It's crazy.
Dream hopping, bro. Yeah, dream hopping would be crazy.
Mm.
Maybe that's one of the investments that we have to do. In the future, just our conscious security.
Oh yeah, that would be like fucking Inception, like Inception.
I was gonna say Inception, cause yeah, what if that chip does come into life?
Yeah,
and now people are gonna like hack our minds. We're gonna need like some conscious security to block that.
Yeah, cause remember in Inception, they said like, oh, we're your hired like dream bodyguards.
We're
gonna guide you through this dream.
Yeah. Oh, that would be hard, fam. maybe that might happen, fam.
Holy.
I'll see you in your dreams, dog.
Yo, what if certain people we see reoccurring like in our life?
Yeah.
Let's say this is a dream and certain people we see recurring in our life are actually trying to get information from us. Remember in Rick and Morty when Rick was in the simulation and the whole simulation was them trying to get information from him and seeing like his idea for like a certain formula.
Mm-hmm.
What if a life like this, someone around you, someone really close to you is actually just someone trying to get information from this simulation.
To take to theirs?
To take to theirs.
Oh my goodness. Nah, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in, fam.
Bro, I low-key got chills from that. Yeah. Myself.
Bro, I got chills from the time you told me that we're 2D and there's someone looking at us from 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you heard of the person that everyone sees in their dreams? Have you saw that person?
Oh, yeah.
It's like this circle-faced guy with that mustache.
And the dark eyebrows.
Yeah, with the super... Have you seen him?
It's not that I've seen him, but I know why that works.
Why that works.
So it's actually a subconscious where we've seen a lot of people with those features. And it's very common. It's very common.
Okay.
So it's a lot of very common features that may stand out. And when we see someone, let's say in public with those dark eyebrows, you're like, oh, that guy has dark eyebrows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you bring it back and it's in your subconscious like, oh, it's someone like special or someone different.
Okay.
So when you see that and dream,
it's just
a real coincidence.
Yeah.
But it's like very subconscious.
Okay.
Right?
I get that. Because I've seen him. Because I remember in one of the... I had a dream where I was like running away from a robber. He was the robber chasing after me. and then I look on the internet. I'm like, wait, I've seen this guy before.
Yeah. But it's a lot of like... People have features. Yo, I feel like a lot of people have features that are very similar to other people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll see someone's face. I'm like, wait, your face looks exactly like this person I know.
Yeah.
And then maybe that's when it pops up in your dream. Like, oh, it's like that. And it gets mixed up.
You know that thing where like... I could just be your imagination,
mm-hmm.
and you could just be
like Fight Club. You ever watch Fight Club?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
And then, bro, imagine, because in your dreams, can you just make up a random character?
Mm. Okay, but in your dream, not all the time do you control it. Not all the time.
Yeah, you can.
Not all the time.
But when you do, you can make up those characters. So what if we are in the dream?
Nah, but
because I'm just making you up right now. Because I have control over my dreams.
Oh, you mean control as in like?
Like who I know and like who pops up in my dreams. Like you ever have those ones?
Not really, not exactly. Okay. Like I had those moments where I could like dream of something I was thinking about, but not like
a specific person.
Nah.
Okay.
But I think it depends on the person. Like all dreams are different too, right? Yeah. Maybe I did. I just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many dreams like I don't remember still.
Yeah.
But I know there's some special ones still.
I know. No, the special ones I remember.
I remember I had this one dream. It was like a whole movie. It was like I lived. It was so long. It was so long.
And then you wake up and you're sweating.
There's so many layers to it. Yeah. Like, it was me and my uncle were like running away from. We did like a robbery, like a bank robbery, and then we drove away, and we're like on an airplane, and then we're like shooting people on a helicopter, and then like fucking, we're in the desert, blah, like all this shit, and then like, yo, wait. This is one dream.
I know.
And it lasted so long. I'm like, damn, that was kind of tiring.
I have those ones.
Who directed this?
Like, Jordan Peele. Just a dream to a dream to a dream. No, I have those ones too. Mm-hmm. Especially the lucid one, the lucid dreaming one. Yeah. Those are crazy. Mm-hmm. Do what the f- you want in the dream.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up, I'm hella sweaty. I'm like, okay, I just had a lucid dream. My body. No, but do you ever get those ones where you're like hella sore after? Because you've been moving and running around in your dream?
Nah, that's just because you worked out the day before, no?
No. Like, I've had ones where, like, I've had this ongoing dream, and then I wake up, my legs are hella tired because I'm running.
This guy's running in his sleep?
No, low-key, I probably am. Low-key, I probably am. Do you have those or not?
Nah.
Word.
Nah, but I used to... My mom said I used to kick in my dream. Or, like, in my sleep.
Why do people kick? Is it
because... Even babies kick, though.
Yeah, babies kick a lot, though. Mm-hmm. Is that from...
Maybe it's just a reflex, I think.
Yeah, because I know from, like, babies especially, they get scary dreams. So probably it's, like, them, like, reacting to
it.
But
who knows? How do we know it's a scary dream, though? Maybe it's just that's just how they're reacting. Maybe they're actually happy, but in the way they...
Because I don't kick express, anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't kick anymore, fam.
No, but, you know, like, baby... People say, like, oh, babies are dreaming something sad. What if they're not? What? Because they don't know any better. What if that's just how they react to it?
Oh.
Because what if it
can't?
Yeah, well, what if it's something very happy, but it just so happens they don't know how to express their emotions yet, right?
Like, yeah, the old yo, is that a self-proclaimed theory?
Yeah, I just thought of that right now.
Just right now.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it like that.
All right, you want to end it there?
Yeah, it's been hella long.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for watching. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, all those fun stuff.
All right, thanks for tuning in to Jumpers Jump. This is episode 12, I think.
12, yes, sir.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hit 100K. Shout out you guys.
Yes, sir.
It's because of you this all happens.
Facts.
Thank you so much. So grateful for everyone.
All the jumpers.
See you guys next week.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.